This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock. Well, my name is Shiddhi Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 9th of December. Well, Indian market witnessed a volatile trading session on December 9th, but bulls managed to hold the fort and in fact held benchmark indices to close in the green. But the fear indicator, which is the India VIX, climbed 7% and which might not augur well for the bulls at this point in time. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 42 points to close at 40,487, while the Nifty 50 ended with gains of just 16 points at 11,937. Now, if you look at sectorally, the action was seen in energy, oil and gas, auto and the metal stocks, while profit taking was evident in IT, realty as well as capital goods space. Now, in terms of broader market, mid-cap index was up 0.1% and the small-cap index was down by 0.4%. India VIX, which is the volatility index based on the Nifty index option prices that measure the expected market volatility over the next 30 calendar days, rose by 7.5% on Monday to 14.67 levels. Now, markets would actually keep a close eye on the macroeconomic data such as inflation, and on the global front, any positive developments on the US-China trade talk would actually give the much needed boost to the markets. Now, in terms of Nifty gainers, Adani Ports, HDFC and BPCL were up 2% each, while in terms of losers, HCL Tech, Supply and TCS fell 1 to 3% respectively. Now, let's look at the stocks and the sectors. Well, sectorally, energy index was up 1.06%, followed by the oil and gas index, which gained 1.01%. Sectorally, the S&P energy index was up 1.06%, followed by the S&P BSE oil and gas index, which gained 1.01%, and the S&P BSE auto index was up 0.75%. Now, on the losing front, sectors that remain under pressure include IT, which was down 1.02%, followed by the realty index that fell 1.02%, and the capital goods index was down by 0.78%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Century Textiles, Cipla, TVS Motor, and CESC. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Century Textiles, Tata Elxsi, and Dish TV, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Ujjivan Financial, Cipla, and State Bank of India. Let's look at stocks which was in focus based on the news flow. Well, Maruti Suzuki was in focus. In fact, the stock rose 2% after the auto major increased production in November. Maharashtra Seamless gained nearly 3% after the company won a 500 crore order from ONGC. SPML Infra share price rose 4% after the Gurgaon-based company bagged 218 crore worth of orders in Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. Sun Pharma Advanced Research Company share price added 5% on the withdrawal of complaint filed against the company. And Shelly Engineering Plastics ended almost 9% lower after the company's plant at Rania was searched by GST authorities. Now, let's look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty snapped 2-day losing streak and closed with an indecisive formation such as Doji on the daily charts. Now, in the next trading session, if Nifty 50 declines below 11888, then it can slide towards the 50-day simple moving average placed at 11,740. Now, positional traders can continue with their short positions for a target of 11,740. Intraday traders can consider fresh shorting of the index if it trades below 11888 for at least 30 minutes in the next trading session. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. So three crucial levels to watch out for on Tuesday would be 11888, that is 11888, that's your crucial support. On the higher side, 11981, that's your first resistance, and the crucial bit of resistance is placed at 12,158. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.